It's All Things Considered on WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Kalamazoo County's lawyer has questions about a property transfer by its treasurer. According to documents shared with WMUK, the county has asked the Michigan State Police to investigate the transaction. At issue is a house on Kalamazoo's north side that now belongs to the nonprofit group Mothers of Hope, which has ties to the chairwoman of the Kalamazoo County Board. WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports.
The house at 603 Ada Street came to Kalamazoo County through a tax foreclosure. It wasn't in the best shape to begin with, and after the previous owner lost a lawsuit to keep the house, Kalamazoo County Treasurer Mary Balcoma says he trashed it.
The windows are broken. There's holes in every wall.
Despite the damage, Balcoma says her office decided to rehabilitate the house. Records from Balcoma's office say that cost around $45,000. Then in February, the treasurer transferred the property to Mothers of Hope. The group's website lists the address as its headquarters. This is where things get complicated. The quitclaim deed filed with the Kalamazoo City Assessor's Office indicates the house was transferred to the group for free. In an email from Kalamazoo County Corporate Counsel Beth White to the county board members that Commissioner Mike Quinn shared with WMUK, White expresses concern about the transfer. She suggests that it's illegal for the county to give away property without receiving something in return. In a later email, White says she's turned the matter over to the Michigan State Police for investigation. White declined to comment for this story, and the Michigan State Police did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. Treasurer Balcoma says it's not true that Mothers of Hope received the house for nothing.
The consideration was a dollar, but they really gave me $7,500 for the home. And when I did the deed, I just inadvertently did not put that on there, but they really gave me consideration of $7,500.
Balcoma says the group paid the month after the transfer. It's a fraction of what it cost the county to repair the house, even after an insurance payment covered some of the work. But Balcoma describes the transfer as a normal part of her office's efforts to improve Kalamazoo neighborhoods.
Well, I guess I gave the Edison neighborhood a house a couple years ago, too, to have an affordable housing strategy.
Edison Neighborhood Association?
Tammy Taylor, yeah. So that's another nonprofit, right? So anywhere where we can build that infrastructure and capacity, for sure.
The Edison Neighborhood Association's executive director, Tammy Taylor, says the treasurer's office did donate a house to the group, which it's fixing up with plans to sell to encourage home ownership in Edison. Taylor says the county did not renovate the house before giving it to the neighborhood group. Mothers of Hope, the group that now owns 603 Ada Street, is closely associated with Kalamazoo County Board Chair Stephanie Moore. Tax records show Moore earned about $34,000 consulting for the group in 2016. But Moore says she had nothing to do with the transfer of the house.
I in no way am a part of that transaction. I am no way a decision maker or an influencer in that transaction. I in absolutely no way benefit from that transaction as well.
Moore suggested that County Attorney Beth White, who's raised questions about the transfer, is attacking her personally.
This isn't the first time that I've been treated differently, disparaged by the Corporation Counsel of Kalamazoo County. I'm not sure if it's because of my race or because of my gender or maybe both. But for me to even be inserted into the mix of what the county treasurer did with a local nonprofit within this community definitely makes me feel like there's a witch hunt here.
According to the Corporate Counsel's office, Balcoma used money from the tax reversion fund to fix up 603 Ada Street. A discussion at a county board meeting on Tuesday suggests that some commissioners have questions about the amount of control the treasurer has over that fund. The discussion is likely to continue as the county sets its budget for next year. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.